But if I've wandered, Psalms chapter 119. Psalms chapter 119. There's a possibility that the Blythe family may be with us during the convention. And we're not positive of that, but we're thinking they might be with us during the convention. Psalm 119, verse 1. We'll stand together for the reading of the word. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Skip down to verse 58, same psalm. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. And verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Verse 145, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. And I would like to preach to you this morning on wholehearted devotion. Father, we are thankful this morning for this service, for the presence of God that we have felt in this service this morning. I pray that you'd help us to give God glory, worship you from our hearts. Oh, Father, I pray that somebody would come back home this morning. Some soul would be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Lord, you'd awaken a desire in us to know God. Lord, you would help us to grow in grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, God, turn our hearts to spiritual things. Turn our minds and our hearts to the Lord this morning. Oh, God, I pray that you would work mightily in this service. And we'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Wholehearted devotion. I believe that the curse of the modern church is half-hearted devotion to God. And I'd like to make clear this morning to everybody here that God is not satisfied with anything less than wholehearted devotion to Him. And I trust that the Lord will help us that not one person will leave here this morning until they have made an unwavering, wholehearted commitment to Jesus Christ. And I believe that that would be the will of God, that every soul in this place would have a wholehearted commitment and devotion to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God is seeking for your whole heart. I'm telling you, every one of you, God is seeking for your whole heart. He's not satisfied with this half-hearted business of serving Him. God wants your whole heart. He said in the Word of God that we ought to seek Him with the whole heart. In Psalm 119 and verse 2, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. Are you seeking God? I mean, are you seeking God with your whole heart? The Bible tells us concerning fallen man that he does not seek after God. He seeks after everything else in the world, but he does not seek after God. But brother, what God is looking for is hearts that have been changed by the Spirit of God, so that we seek after God with our whole heart. Brother, it means something to seek God with your whole heart, to be fervent in prayer, to be consistent in prayer, to seek after God. The Bible tells us that without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently do what? Seek Him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. These are the people that seek God with all of their heart. I fear that we are entering to a time in history, in this country, in the church, in which there are few people who even know what it means to seek God with their whole heart. How many people among us know what it is to carry a burden for souls, to pray for hours at a time, to miss sleep and pray, to fast and pray, to seek God with all of their heart? I remember days and times past when people were hungry for God, and we would be in service till after midnight with people calling on God, seeking the face of God. And I can remember in camp meeting times when the voices of seekers would be piercing the air, and you could hear them as you walked across the campground till late in the night, praying and seeking the face of God. And God would save souls and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. And so I'm telling you, brother, the Bible says, when you seek me with all of your heart, then you will find me, the Lord says. And the reason why that many people are not finding God and not getting an answer to prayer is they are not seeking God with all of their heart. He said in my text, He said, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart. So we're to seek God with our whole heart. We're to serve Him with our whole heart. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 10 and 12, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul. Now, I believe that this is the kind of Christianity that's going to count when you stand before God. That this half-hearted business is going to get you nowhere but eternal destruction. And if you're going to get to heaven, if you're going to live for God, serve God, see peace at the end of the road, and you're going to have a wholehearted commitment to Jesus Christ. Half-hearted business is not going to work. You got to serve Him with your whole heart. The Lord said, this is what I'm expecting of you, Israel. And God is not expecting anything less from me and you, that we serve Him with our whole heart. You know, when you are a servant, and Paul called himself a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. A servant is somebody that realizes they don't belong to themselves. Their time is not their own. Their money is not their own. They belong, everything they are, everything they have, belongs to somebody else. And so he says we're to serve the Lord with our whole heart. Hallelujah. So when we come to the house of God, then look, we're to worship God with our whole heart. When we go out of this place to live for Jesus, we're to serve Him with our whole heart. This business, you know, this cause Jesus Christ is so precious to us, has done so much for us, it calls for more than just a half-hearted effort. It calls for us to serve Him with our whole heart. We're to love Him with our whole heart. This is the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. You're to love Him with your whole heart. God don't want our hearts divided. God don't want our affections split. God don't want competition for our heart. He wants us to love Him with all of our heart. The Bible tells us that we're to praise Him with our whole heart. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 1 says, I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I'll praise You with my whole heart. Listen, brother and sister, you cannot worship God with your whole heart, nor praise Him with your whole heart, unless you're seeking Him with your whole heart and serving Him with your whole heart. God wants your whole heart. Praise God. I'm telling you, when I walked to the altar with this little girl here, Judy, when I went to the altar with her and promised to be true to her, sickness and in health, for better, for worse, till death do us part, I didn't just give her part of my heart and leave part of my heart with some other woman outside. I'm telling you, I gave her my whole heart, and she still got it. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know that's the way the Lord is. He wants our whole heart. God don't want any competition for your heart. He wants you to seek Him with your whole heart. He wants you to serve Him with your whole heart. He wants you to love Him with your whole heart. He wants you to praise Him with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, if everybody in this place came to this service this morning with their whole heart devoted to God, I'm going to serve You with my whole heart. I'm going to praise You with my whole heart. I'm going to worship God with my whole heart. You talk about a difference in the house of God. It'd make a difference if our whole heart was in this business. Praise God. Wholehearted devotion is what the Lord is looking for out of every one of us. Look at the marks of those people who serve God wholeheartedly. He said in my text, they do no iniquity. Those people who are seeking God with their whole heart, He says, they do no iniquity. You know why? If you're seeking God with all of your heart, it's going to cause you to walk carefully every day of your life, because you don't want to do anything to hinder your prayers. You don't want to do anything to break the fellowship. You don't want to do anything that would grieve the heart of God when you're seeking God with all of your heart. One woman told me one time right here in this church that she's doing everything she knew to do to get the baptism with the Holy Ghost. She was seeking the Lord with all of her heart. She was doing everything she needed to do to get the baptism with the Holy Ghost. So one day, my wife said, all right, you stay after church on Sunday morning. After Sunday morning service, I'll stay with you, and we will pray until God fills you with the Holy Ghost. And in that prayer session, the Lord brought it out. She wasn't serving God with all of her heart. She wasn't seeking God with all of her heart. In fact, she had another man on the side, and God brought it out. I'm telling you, brother, that God knows your heart. He knows whether or not you really love Him with all of your heart and whether or not you're really seeking Him with all of your heart. And you know, you might can fool other people, but you can't fool God. God knows whether or not your whole heart is in this. And if you want to get the blessings of God, you hear me now. If you want the blessings of God, throw away this half-hearted business and get after God with all of your heart, and God will meet the need of your life. He will sanctify you. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost when you get after the blessings of God with all of your heart. They do no iniquity. You talk about putting a carefulness in your walk. When you begin to seek God with all of your heart, it'll cause you to talk right, walk right, dress right, go the right places, and stay away from the wrong places. When you begin to seek God with your whole heart. This is what God's looking for out of us. Wholehearted devotion. They do no iniquity. Hey, you know this business of sinning a little bit every day in word, thought, and deed, you can't do that and seek God with your whole heart. If you're seeking God with your whole heart, you do no iniquity, the Bible says. So this is the mark of the wholehearted people. They do no iniquity. They love not the world. The Bible says, love not the world. If you love the world, he said, the love of the Father is not in you. You love the world? Guess what? The Bible says you do not have the love of the Father. So God is calling for a wholehearted love out of you. To love him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This literally means, in 1 John chapter 2, it literally says, stop loving the world. If the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not in you. So he said, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of my Father, he abideth forever, the Bible says. So this is the mark of those who are wholehearted for God. They do not love the world. Guess what? If you've got a television, do you know that the television is the devil's tool to introduce you to the world and to cultivate in you a love for the world and to inculcate in your mind and heart the philosophy of the world so that that box really is the presenter of what the Bible calls the world. And you cannot help but be affected by it. If you're going to watch it, you're going to sit down for hours at a time and look at it. I'm telling you, you cannot help but be affected by what comes over that box. It is. This preacher got up and preached that night. I don't remember what he said, but he was anointed. I was just a young teenager in that service. It really got a hold of my heart. And I began to seek the Lord. I said, Lord, I need more than what I've got in my life. And I began to seek the Lord. Finally, it reached the point to where I was desperate for help from God. Went to the church by myself one night, cut the lights on, went to the altar, knelt in the altar, told God I had to have some help. I wasn't there 5 minutes until God sent help, circumcised my heart, cleansed me from all of the competition for God in my life, set me free from it. And you know, people have different things that bother them that compete for their heart. And sports was mine. I loved it better than I loved to eat. And that day, that night, God cleansed my heart. Now, he didn't take away the love for shooting the ball or hitting the ball or playing with the boys. But he delivered me from the bondage to it. And I went back to school and I shot ball with the guys and played with them. But it didn't control me no longer. I could take it or leave it. God purged my heart so that I didn't seek that any longer. I sought the face of God. On my lunch break, I'd head for the hills with my Bible in my hand. Fall down under an oak tree somewhere up on the side of the mountain. Cry out to God with all of my heart. Go home and find me a place to pray. Every time there was a revival meeting anywhere in driving distance, I was in the car headed for revival meeting because that was my life. My heart was wholly given to God. Carried a burden for souls. Boys that I was raised up with me, write them letters, send them tracts, try to get them to serve God, give their heart to God. It was a desire in my heart to see people saved, to serve God. Went to school every day, took my Bible. My Bible became the most important book. Oh, I did my studies. I studied math, studied science, studied the rest of it. But I'm telling you, the Bible became the most important
book in my life. I determined to know what was in that book. I wanted to know the mind of God. I wanted to know what God expected out of me. I wanted to know how to please Him. And that book became the most important book in my life. And I'm here to tell you, folks, this is what God is looking for in your life. Wholehearted devotion to Him. When that happens, you can throw away the Vogue. You can throw away the Red Book. You can throw away the romance novels. You can throw away the Sports Illustrated. You can throw away all of these things that occupy your time and your mind and keep you from being what you need to be for God. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of time wasters in our home. Listen to me, moms. After you get through cleaning house, washing clothes, teaching those children the things of God, having devotions with them, visiting the sick and the afflicted, visiting the widows and the orphans and their affliction, after you get through with all of the duties, praying and seeking the face of God, studying the Bible, then you can go watch the soap operas. Then you can go down to the ball game. Then you can go somewhere and find the pleasures of the world after you've done everything that you know to do to please God. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to have no time for it. Dads, after you've made a living, after you've cut the grass around the house, after you've fixed all the lights that are out, after you've repaired all the appliances that are broke down, after you've weed-eated all around the house, after you've fixed all of the shingles that have been blown off, after you've sat down with those children and had devotions with them every day, after you've taught them and instructed them in the Word of God, after you've taken the car down and had the oil changed in it, after you've... You want me to keep going? After you've done all that, then go on, watch the movies. Then go on down and take in the ball game. You ain't going to have no time for it. You hear me? You ain't going to have no time for it. After you pray for everybody that you know is lost, that's close to you and dear to you, after you wept and cried over your children, after you prayed for your church, after you sought God for your preacher, after you prayed for lost loved ones, hear me now. You're hearing me. I'm telling you, you don't have time for the world. You've got plenty to do if you're going to please God. And I'm telling you, I'm just speaking facetiously about you going down to the ball game or watching the soap operas. I'm telling you, there's some things you don't need to be doing no way. But I'm telling you, if you will serve God with your whole heart, you are not going to have time for the world. You hear me? You're not going to have time for the world if you serve God with your whole heart. And God is after your heart this morning. Not part of it, but all of your heart. I want us to stand together this morning. You know, if you're going to get saved, this is the kind of preaching to get saved under. Preaching that says, look, if you're coming to Jesus, leave the world behind and come to Jesus with all of your heart. I'm telling you, it's the only thing that'll work is to give your heart to Jesus without reserve. The altars are open this morning if you're here. You feel in your heart this morning, I need a circumcised heart. I need God to give me a heart that's hungry for Him, that I'll seek Him with my whole heart, that I'll serve Him with my whole heart, that I love Him with my whole heart, that I praise Him with my whole heart. Is there anybody in this place this morning that you'd like to give God wholehearted devotion to the Son of God?
Anybody who would like to come and repent for looking at the swimsuit edition of the Sports Illustrated. Anybody who'd like to come and repent for the movies you've watched and the movie stars you fell in love with while you watched them. Anybody that would like to come and repent for filling your eyes and your ears and your heart with the things that you know is displeasing to God. Anybody who would like to come and say, God, I've not given you my whole heart, but this morning I'm going to surrender everything to Jesus and give God my whole heart. Anybody? Anybody? Is there anybody in this place feels their need of being wholehearted, devoted to Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord for cleansing me from sin. Power, make me pure within. Fill me with fire with the world. And he said, stop loving the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Those people are wholehearted for God. Listen to this. They do no iniquity. They love not the world, and they never look back. The Bible says, he that putteth his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So those people who love God with all of their heart are always facing him, always going in that same direction that God set their feet in the beginning. They are not looking back. He that putteth his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So, brother, what God is looking for this morning is wholehearted devotion out of you, a forward look. God has delivered you from the world and delivered you from your sins, and he wants you looking forward and not looking back. Here's what happens to some people. They begin to think about what they left, what they walked away from when they began to follow Jesus. And they begin to desire the leeks and the garlics and the onions down in Egypt. And before long, they're not only longing for Egypt, they're back down in Egypt. And their heart was divided, and then it was committed to the world again. Here's the mark of the wholehearted. They take God's side on every issue because they are witnesses for him. And those who are wholehearted for God, they take God's side on every issue. On the issue of abortion, they will take God's side. On the issue on every issue, they're going to take God's side on every issue. So it doesn't matter what daddy says or mama says or son says or husband says or wife says. When your whole heart is committed to Jesus Christ, what matters is, what does God say about it? And we take God's side on every issue when our heart is wholly given to God. This is what God is looking for out of us, is wholehearted devotion to him. They take God's side and they serve God with gladness. Here's the problem with some people. You know, I've often said this, that anybody who tries to be a Christian, tries to live like a Christian without being a Christian, it's a miserable life. You've got to have a heart change. You've got to have a new heart. You've got to give your heart to God. You've got to have the Spirit of God living in you in order to live a Christian life and be happy about it. But when you give God your heart, and you've got a new heart, and He's got your whole heart, you serve the Lord with gladness. I'm telling you, brother, when you are happy to be serving God, ladies, and you're letting your hair grow for the glory of God, because the Bible says that your long hair is your glory. So you're letting your hair grow for the glory of God. I'm telling you, you can do it with joy and gladness when you realize that God has said this, and I'm serving God with all of my heart, not looking back, going forward, not looking back. They serve the Lord with gladness. So they take what talents God has given them, and they use those talents for the glory of God, and they're glad to do it. They serve God with gladness. I'm telling you this, my brother, is what makes our testimony worthwhile to the world, is when they see us serving God and glad to do it. Hallelujah. That we're glad in the service of the Lord. Do you know that your devotion to God is going to be tested? Everybody here, your devotion to God is going to be tested. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, if you turn there for just a moment. Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 1. If there rise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So here is the test. You see, here is someone who comes along and entices you to do something contrary to the word of God. And he says, this person that you look up to, they have signs and wonders to back them up. And you look up to them. There's somebody that you esteem them highly. And they tell you to do something contrary to the word of God. God says, this is your test to see whether or not you love me with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Are y'all listening to me now? There's been many a saintly mother and father that in their old age listened to their backslidden children and left the ways of holiness and righteousness and backslid on God. And the Bible says this is your test. This is your test. If somebody you look up to, these people have signs and wonders to back them up. And they say, this is the way to go. And it's contrary to the word of God. He said, this is a test for you to know whether or not that you love the Lord your God with your whole heart. And you are going to be tested to see whether or not you love the Lord with all of your heart. Somebody that you esteem. Somebody that you hold high. Somebody that's dear to you. Somebody that you love. Somebody that you have perhaps a pastor, a preacher, an evangelist, or somebody that you have looked up to for years, and they backslide, and they go back on God, and they look back, and they go back. And here you are, confronted with, which is the right way? And you got to decide, is it the way the Lord showed me, or is it some other way to go? I'm telling you, this is a test of whether or not you love God with all of your heart. The Lord will test you to see whether or not you love Him with all of your heart. He said to Abraham, Abraham, take thy son, thine only son. Take him to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice, an offering unto me. God tested Abraham. And this is the way He tested him. To see if Abraham really loved Him, He asks Abraham for that which was dearest to his heart. And Abraham was willing to give it. Hallelujah. Listen, brother
And sister, God may say to you sometime, that which is dear to your heart, He may say, give that up for me. To test whether or not you love Him with your whole heart. Everybody's going to be tested. Tested to see whether or not you really love God with all of your heart. Have you been through the test? Have you passed the test? Do you really love God with your whole heart this morning? He said in my scripture, Psalm 119, He said, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Now, you need to be wholehearted for God. Everybody in this place, listen, before you leave here this morning, before you leave this church, I want you to check your heart and see, am I wholehearted, devoted to God? Am I serving God with my whole heart? Am I seeking Him with my whole heart? Am I praising Him with my whole heart? Do I love Him with my whole heart? Or am I holding back from God and just giving Him half-hearted service? The Bible says there are those who worship God with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. In order for us to correct half-hearted devotion, we've got to recognize our divided heart. We've got to realize that something's wrong in our heart, that things are not going like they should be in our lives. We're not blessed of God. We're not experiencing the joy of the Lord. The blessings of God are not on our life like they once were. And there's something that's happened inside of us. And God is seeking to correct your divided heart and give you wholehearted devotion to God. It's got to be a work of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, the Lord will circumcise your heart to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God will do spiritual surgery on your heart. Cut away the flesh. Cut away carnality. This is a sanctified heart that causes us to love the Lord with all of our heart. He takes away that divided heart. He takes away that competition for God's loyalty, for loyalty to God, for devotion to God, for service to God. God cuts away those things in our heart and life that keeps us from being wholehearted for God. Brother, I want to see this church wholehearted for God. I want everybody in this place this morning to check your heart. Are you wholehearted for God? Do you serve Him with all of your heart? Do you love Him with all of your heart? Do you seek Him with all of your heart? And do you praise Him with all of your heart? Sister Judy, I want you to come and get a song this morning. I want to invite you to the altars this morning to seek the face of God. That God would help us to have a circumcised heart, the flesh cut away, that self-centeredness, that self-love, that love of the world, that self-interest, that self-fulfillment, that, you know, life centered around self can never be wholly given to God. Self has got to die. Flesh has got to be cut away until God is preeminent in our life. Christ is preeminent in our heart. And we give to Him the glory that's due to His name. We serve Him with gladness. We serve Him with all of our heart. We give Him that which He deserves. The Lord's been too good to you. Hear me now. God's been too good to you for you just to be half-hearted for Him. Young folks, when I was just a young man in my teens, early teens, God began to deal with me about half-hearted service. I wanted to go to heaven, wanted to live for God, but I wasn't willing to be sold out to Him. God began to deal with me as a preacher in the church, couldn't read His Bible. God had called him to preach his wife, read the Bible to him. He didn't have no education. Had a prayer meeting in their home.